Morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I'd like to start by reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
开始的时候，我们一同来读《哥林多后书》第八章。
We'll focus on verses 10 and 11. So 2 Corinthians 8, 10 and 11.
我们一起来读《哥林多后书》第八章第十节和第十一节。
And in this I give my advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have.
我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且起此心意已经有一年了，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。
We'll also read from Philippians chapter 3.
我们一同来读腓立比书第三章。
Chapter 3 verses 12 through 14.
第三章第十二节到第十四节。
Not that I have already attainedOr am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了。已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we're so thankful that we can gather as your people this morning.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，因为今天我们可以成为你的子民，聚集在你的面前。
That we can testify together that you are our Savior and our Lord.
我们可以从见证你是我们的救主和主。
You proved your love by dying on the cross and raising up the third day.
你在十字架上为我们死，并且复活来证明你的爱。
What a good Lord.
何等美丽的救主。
And now we're so thankful that you've given us your word.
我们感谢你现在要把你的话赏赐给我们。
Your word is truth.
你的话就是真理。
And we pray that you would speak that truth to our hearts this morning.
我们求你今天早上将真理说在我们心里。
In your precious name we pray.
以你宝贵的名我们一起祷告。Amen.
So today I'd like to focus on those verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
今天早上我要分享哥林多后书第八章的经文。
It's a section that speaks about the liberality of the Macedonians' giving of funds.
这一段讲到的是，马其顿的弟兄他们在愿意自由的奉献。
My focus today is not about the funds that were given.
今天我要讲的并不是那部分捐献。
But about how the Macedonians were burdened with something and then followed through.
而是讲到的马其顿弟兄，因为他们心里面有负担，他们就跟随这个负担。
How Paul is speaking to the Corinthians and saying, "Don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word."
保罗告诉哥林多的弟兄，你们不单单要听到，而且也要行道。
And what you see him saying there in verses 10 and 11 is to complete.What was begun?
在他在第十节和第十一节说的是你们已经开始的就要把它完成。
So my focus today will be on that theme of completion.
所以今天我要讲的主题呢就是完成。
Now if you're like me, from year to year, I kind of look back on where I've been from a year ago, in my walk with the Lord to where I am now.
如果你像我一样的话呢，恐怕你就是要常常回头看过去这些年，神怎样把我从过去带到现在。
Not to focus so much on myself and where I'm at.
不是说呢看我做成了什么。
But almost like a check to say, Lord, am I growing in you?
而是呢来查验自己我是不是在主里面有长进。
So when I was reading through these verses a few weeks ago,
所以几个星期之前当我读这些经文的时候
it really struck me about what it says in verse 10.
所以第十节就非常非常的感动我。
And in this I give my advice.
我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们。
It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago.
是与你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且起此心意已经有一年了。
So it just got me thinking in my own personal life where I was a year ago to where I am now.
然后我就想到呢，在我个人生活里面，我一年以前是如何，现在又是如何。
And even how many things that I had committed to the Lord, have I really followed through and completed them?
那么我所交托给主，在神面前立定心意的那些事，我今天有没有完成？
So what I'd like to do today is speak about this theme of completion.
所以今天我要分享的主题就是完成这件事。
And to do that, I'd like to talk about God's pattern.
所以呢，我们要讲讲神做事的方式。
How God's pattern is completion.
神要完成一件事情的模式是如何。
And then we'll talk about our response to that pattern of God.
所以呢，也要讲到我们对神的这个模式的回应。
I'll try to give some encouragement as well.
那么我也要给大家一些勉励。
So why don't we start with this thought that God's pattern is of completion.
那么我们先来讲到呢，神关于完成这件事他的模式。
He does nothing halfway.
他从来不会半途而废。
He does nothing three quarters of the way.
他也不会只做四分之三。
He does nothing 99.999%.
他也不会只完成99.99999%.
He does everything to completion.
他做的每一件事情都会完成。
And where do we see such a great example of the completion of our God?
那么我可以看到我们的神他所完成的事。
My first thought is in creation.
首先我想到就是他的创造。
So if you go back to Genesis 1,
如果我们回到创世纪第一章，
you see how day after day there was a step forward in creation.
我们看到在创造里面，神是按部就班，一步一步的完成。
How after he made things, he saw that it was good.
他创造了事情之后，他看为好的。
And day by day, he kept on moving forward.
他每一天都往前去。
And then you get, let's pick up from verse 31 in chapter 1.
我们一起来看第一章的三十一节。
Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
神看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。
And we'll continue in chapter 2.
然后我们继续看第二章。
Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished.
天地万物都造齐了。
And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
到第七日，神造的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
God completed his creation.
神完成了他的创造。
And we see that it's completed because then he rested.
因为我们看到，因为他完成了，所以他可以安息。
My focus today is not on the creation itself and how that speaks of who God is.
今天我要讲的不是说因为神的创造，所以呢显明他是神。
But how that creation in all ways was complete.
而是讲到呢，他的创造从每一个方面来看都是完全的。
He made everything that needed to be made.
他创造了一切要该创造的。
And as it says there, it was finished.
所以那里讲说他完成了。
So finished that he was able to rest at the end.
因为完成了，所以他最终得到安息。
Finished the creation that he intended, and then he rested.
他完成了他要创造的，所以他就安息了。
And it wasn't a partial creation in any way.
他不是完成了一部分。
If you've ever studied the universe,
如果你研究过宇宙，
I think it's fair to say that you can measure the universe in terms of mathematics, not science.
我们可以说呢，你可以 用数学的方式来测量宇宙，而不是用物理的方式。
Because everything follows an order, everything is finished, it's perfect, it's complete.
因为每一件事情都有秩序，每一件事情都是完全的，都是完美。
This is way beyond my understanding, but astrophysicists can understand the universe in terms of laws of the universe.
我是没有办法理解，但是天体物理学家他们可以明白宇宙的各样的定律。
It's complete.
是完全。
And we know that even the number 7 speaks of completion.
我们知道数字7这个数字就是讲到完全。
You see this throughout the whole Bible.
整个圣经里面都是这样。
You know, the 7 times around Jericho.
在耶利哥，围绕耶利哥城环绕七次。
Naaman had to bathe 7 times. Naaman the Syrian, I think in 1 Kings maybe.
在列王记。
Naaman, the name, his name is Naaman.
乃曼。
Yeah.
也讲到这个名字也提到了七次。
Or in the New Testament, how it speaks about the sevenfold I am in John.
在约翰福音里面也讲到我的七。
We can go on and on about this number seven, how it speaks of completion.
我们可以一直讲到七就是讲到完成。
But how creation in those 7 days was complete.
在创造里面七就是完成。
So in addition to this example of God's pattern of completion in creation, we see completion in our salvation.
在讲到这个神的创造的七之外呢，我们也看到神的救恩也是完全。
Even if you go back to those verses in 2 Corinthians,
我们回到哥林多后书的话，
and the verse just before the ones that we read, verse 9 from chapter 8,
第八节的第八章的第九节，
it says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因着他的贫穷可以成为富足。
The Lord's life was fully poured out that we might live.
神把他的生命完全倾倒，使我们可以得着。
We know that in the fullness of times, God sent forth His Son.
我们知道在时间满足的时候，神就把他的差遣他的儿子来到地上。
With a purpose.
有一个目的。
A purpose to complete.The task that was set before him.
就是完成他要完成的任务。
Stooping down from heaven to become man.
从天上来到地上成为人。
The pattern of Christ was to fulfill and complete what he came for.
耶稣基督就是来到地上来成全完成他的任务。
So many verses that speak to this.
这样的经文太多了。
Just pick a couple here.
我们可以看几处。
John 12.
约翰福音第十二章
John 12 verse 27
第二十七节
So this is John 12:27 It says Now my soul is troubled And what shall I say? Father save me from this hour But for this purpose I came to this hour
我现在心里忧愁我说什么才好呢父啊救我脱离这时候但我原是为这时候来的
Now, sometimes it's tough for us to picture what it was like when Jesus was in that time of public ministry.
有的时候对我们来讲很难想象耶稣基督公开服事的时候的情形。
But picture this. There were multitudes that were following him.
我们可以想象那时候有许多人来跟从他。
He fed 5,000.
他让五千人吃饱。
But not just 5,000, that's just the men.
啊、不仅仅是五千乃是五千个男人
Add the woman, let's make that 10,000
如果再加上妇女的话就变成一万
And I think they fulfill the promise to be fruitful and multiply So there were probably many children as well
那这些以色列人呢他们生养众多所以我们相信远远不止一万人
so many scholars say at least 20,000 at those feedings
有些学者说 那一次主耶稣喂饱了至少
Now picture,
至少有两万人
With such a following,
想象耶稣基督有那么多跟随他的人
people were attracted to him.
到处的跟随他
How easy would it have been for him to be distracted by the fame?
那么他多么容易呢就分心了
or taking the power that he had and just using it because it felt good that so many people were following him.
或者我们想想他的能力，因为他的能力是那样的美善，所以有许多的人跟从他。
How he could have just kept on going around and healing people and performing miracles.
他可以呢，一直这样的行神迹来彰显他的能力。
But he knew the purpose for why he came to this earth.
但是他知道他来这个世界的目的。
That he had to go to the cross.
他必须上十字架。
We know that in Luke, there's that famous verse.
在路加福音，我们知道有一个非常著名的经文。
That when it was time, he set his face steadfast to Jerusalem.
讲到他定义往耶路撒冷去。 他面向耶路撒冷。
Totally not distracted.
完全不受任何的干扰。
We know in Hebrews how it refers to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith.
希伯来书则告诉我们说他是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
So he wrote the love story of our salvation. He's the author of it.
他是作者，他写了他对我们的爱的情书。
And he's the finisher of our faith as well.
他也是我们信心的成全者。
And we know, even I think a sister prayed during the Lord's table today how we have a complete salvation. We know in Hebrews 7 how it speaks how we were saved to the uttermost. Not saved in part. Not most of the sin that we committed to be covered.
也不是说我们大部分的罪都被遮盖了。
Complete salvation.
是完全的救恩。
New slate.
是一个新造。
Fresh start.
是重新开始。
New creation.
是一个新造。
The old things are set aside. All things have become new.
旧事都已经过去，一切都变成新的。
We don't have to live in the guilt of our past.
我们不需要再活在过去的罪恶中。
Praise God for that. Because it's a complete salvation. Saved to the uttermost. And we remember that every time we come together on Sunday when we take the Lord's table. We remember him around the table for his complete work on the cross. Poured out his life that we might live.
他将他的生命倾倒，使我们今天可以活着。So
we see this pattern of our God as completion.
所以我们看到神他完成的这样的样式。And
we know that that is also his pattern for us.
他也是为我们，他要我们也，他在我们心意中也是这样的样式。For
there to be completion.
让我们可以完成。We
think about it, so if we just go back to the letter of Philippians.
我们再回到腓立比书。
And right there in the first chapter of Philippians,
腓立比书第一章,
there's this famous verse, verse 6.
第六节是非常有名。
Paul says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So Paul in this way was both speaking to how God's heart is of completion.
所以保罗这方面，一方面讲到神他心里面的那个完全，
and that his heart for us is for us to complete as well.
他对我们的心也是要让我们能够完全。
You know, there's so many examples of how this completion applies to us in the Bible.
在圣经当中，这样的例子太多，讲到呢，我们要完成。
I think about the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18.
在路加福音第18章讲到那个不停止祷告的寡妇。
Persisting.
他一直坚持。
Until there was an answer.
直到他的祷告蒙应允。
We know in Isaiah 66.
我们也知道以赛亚书第66章。
You know, I think it's good. We should read it. Isaiah 66.
我们一起来看在以赛亚书第66章。
And I've been thinking about this a lot lately because my wife is pregnant.
最近我常常思想这些经文，因为我妻子怀孕了。
So Isaiah 66:9.
第66章第9节。
Should I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I not, who caused delivery, shut up the womb? But it's really that first part. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord.
第九节说, 耶和华说, 我既使他临产, 岂不使他生产呢? 你的神说, 我既使他生产, 岂能使他避财不知生呢? 请大家注意那里说, 岂不使他生产呢?
His prophecy comes fully through.
避财不生呢, 他预言是讲到一个完成。
And my wife right now is 32 weeks pregnant, I think.
我的妻子现在已经怀孕32个32周了。
31 and a half, something like that.
31周半。
And we know that in about 9 weeks, we're going to have a child.
我们知道在9个礼拜我们就会有一个孩子。
There's going to be completion of what was started 31 and a half weeks ago.
那就是讲到呢,我们在 在31周半之前所开始的将要完成。
And we can use so many examples how Paul encourages saints all over the places that he traveled.
我们看到有好多好多的例子,保罗在他所经过的许许多的地方,他鼓励圣徒。
So in Thessalonians, he says, he who called you is faithful and will complete it.
他对帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄说：“那招你们的是信实的，所以他要使你们完全。”
When God puts a stamp on it, He completes it.
当神盖了印之后，他就要完成。
We are His children.
我们是他的儿女。
He has stamped us as His.
他在我们身上盖了印，使我们属于他。
So His heart is for completion for each one of us.
所以他的心意是让我们每一个人都可以完成。
And even in a larger sense, God is the Alpha and the Omega.
那如果我们看得更大一些，是我们的神是Alpha，是Omega。
So we talked about His creation, how He begun that work and completed the creation.
讲到创造的时候，讲到他开始创造，他已经完全。
I think we all appreciate that we're living in the end days.
我们也真的是因着生活在末世，所以呢，我们十分感谢主。
And the Lord is coming to a completion of this age.
神呢，要完成这个年，要完成这个时代。
He's returning soon.
他马上就要回来。
There's completion in this age.
就在完，在这个世代就要完全。So
as we consider this, how God is a God of completion.
当我们想到神，他是一个完成的神的时候，
it makes me think about our Christian walks.
就想到我们跟随主的生活。
How He really desires for us to live out a life of completion.
他何等希望我们能够活出一个完成的生活。
Because that completion testifies of Him.
因为这样的生活能够见证他。
Because He is completion.
因为他是一个完全的神。
But what's our reality?
那么我们的现实如何呢?
How often do we get tired in our walk?
我们在跟随主的时候，我们何等常常的我们会软弱。
Discouraged or distracted along the walk.
我们跟随主的时候，我们常常灰心丧胆，我们常常会分心。
I've never run a marathon.
我从来没有跑过马拉松。
I have no intention of ever running a marathon.
我也从来没想过要跑马拉松。
Just seems like a lot of pain to me.
对我来讲实在太痛苦。
But if you ever talk to a marathon runner,
但是如果你跟马拉松的选手聊过天,
they speak about this thing called breaking through the wall.
他们讲到呢,这有一件事情就是呢,要跨过那个墙。
A marathon is 26.2 miles.
马拉松呢,一共呢,32.2英里长。
And these runners say that around the 20th mile, they hit a wall.
那些选手说呢,你大概跑到20英里的时候,你会撞到那个墙。
They're pressing on.
他们坚持下去。
Going at the speed that they should be going. They train for this.
他们呢,保持这样的速度,就是他们训练的时候就是这个速度。
They're keeping up the pace that they expect.
他们呢,保持他们应当有的速度。
And they hit this point around the 20th mile, where their physical body is telling them that they can't make it.
他们跑到20英里的时候，他们就到了一点，就是他们的肉身告诉他们说他们不行了。
They know the end is near.
他们知道终点已经不远了。
But they're completely spent.
但是他们已经精疲力竭了。
And they have to break through the wall.
他们必须冲过那个墙。
They know that the goal is ahead.
他们知道目标就在前方。
And they have to press on to the end.
他们必须努力。
And sometimes all it takes is to remind, just to put one leg in front of another.
他们就需要一直记得，他们就需要一步一步的向前跑。
May not be the speed that was expected.
也许他们的速度令他失望。
May not finish like we thought we would.
也许他们最终，也许他们完成的情形让他们也有些失望。
But has to complete the race.
但是他们必须要完成。
And how much of an application is this in our life?
那么在我们生命当中，在我们的生活当中，这也是非常非常可以用到的。
We're saved maybe as a young person, maybe as an adult.
也许我们得救的时候是一个年轻人，是一个成年人。
We think things are going to happen a certain way.
我们对未来有一些期盼。
But I think we soon learn in our Christian lives that Christianity is a simple thing in that it's a free gift of salvation.
也许呢，我们都明白，我们基督徒的生活呢，就是三件简单的事情。
But it doesn't mean that our Christian lives are easy.
但是呢，不表明我们的生活是容易的。
So do you see that subtle difference?
有没有看到这当中微妙的区别？
There's simplicity in Christ. He did all the work.
在耶稣当中，一切都是简单的，所有都是他完成的。
All we need to do is accept His free gift of salvation.
我们要做的一切就是单单接受他救恩所完成的。
And then the living out of that life sometimes is not easy.
但是呢，把这个生命活出来，有的时候却很难。
So many different roadblocks along the way.
在我们的路上有许许多多的障碍。
Sometimes it's suffering.
有时候是痛苦。
And some,
有时候是苦难。
Some personal suffering in our lives just completely upends us.
我们生命当中就会有一些个人的苦难。
How do we keep pressing on in the face of suffering?
那么当我们在苦难当中我们如何坚持？
Sometimes we make bad decisions.
有时候我们会做错误的决定。
And bad decisions become a setback in our Christian life.
这样错误的决定让我们基督的生活会倒退。
Sometimes there's sin.
有的时候是罪。
And sin puts up a roadblock completely.
罪呢就成为阻挡我们前面的障碍。
And until we repent, we can't really press on.
除非我们悔改，我们就没有办法继续向前。
I think the Lord speaking to me that we need to consider where we're at and complete.
那神对我的提醒就是让我常常想到现在我们在哪里，我现在我在哪里，而且呢，我要如何的去完成。
To not make excuses for a bad decision or for some circumstance.
而不是呢为我们所做的错误的决定或者我们所处的环境为借口。
To keep a short account with the Lord and repent when there's sin in our life.
而是当我们生命中有罪的时候，我们要向神悔改。
So that we may finish the race.
所以我们可以完成这个啊，可以完成我们的啊奔跑的前途。
Now maybe you were watching the Olympics this week.
也许这礼拜你在看奥运会。
Did anyone watch any of the track and field running events? Anyone?
有没有人看田径比赛？
So in one of the races, one of the sprinting races,
在短跑
short race,
短距离
I think it was the 200 meter semifinals.
应该是200米的半决赛
One of the person who was in the lead almost the entire way.
那个领跑的那个，他几乎全程都在领跑
And then right before the end,
就在快要到终点的时候
he turned aside.
他回头
He looked at his competitors.
他看了他的竞争者
And as a result, he slowed up.
那么他就放慢了速度
And he lost.
结果就输了
In fact, you know, without to get too complicated, in the semifinals, the top two out of the eight move on to the next round.
简单一点说呢，半决赛的时候是小组的前两名能够自动的进入决赛。
Just picture this, you train 4 years for this race.
想一想，你为了这一个比赛训练了四年。
If he comes in the top two, he makes it to the final.
如果你能进前两名，就会进入决赛。
He's in the lead the whole way.
那整个比赛一直他都领先。
And then he looks aside.
因为他往旁边看。
He slows up.
减速。
I think he came in third place.
结果就变成第三名。
Did not make it to the next round.
结果就没有进入下一轮。
And it was so sad to me to see that because the goal was so near.
那我看到这一点的时候，非常的真的很难过，因为目标就在前面。
Whether he was distracted,
或者他分心了
whether he was prideful because he thought that he had won,
或者呢，因为他以为他赢了，所以他骄傲了。
I don't know.
我也不知道。
But he didn't complete what he began.
但是他所开始的他没有完成。
On the other side of it,
另一方面呢
maybe the positive side of another one of these race analogies,
也许呢是一个正面的来说,
you had another race where somebody had a very bad start.
做一个正面的一个另外一个比喻，就是有人起跑的时候并不好。
Could have given up.
但是呢，不能放弃。
Did he really have a chance to win?
他有赢的机会吗？
Everyone else is in front of him.
每个人都在他的前面。
But he pressed on.
但是他坚持。
And you know the end, he won.
最终呢，他赢了。
Now, I'm not giving you the names of these runners just to cover them in some way.
我不提他的名字,
I don't want to speak bad about them.
啊, 我不想讲他坏事,
but I'm just using them as an example.
但是我只是举一个例子,
to press on all the way to the end.
要尽力,
to not let up in these end days.
在这幕后的时代, 我们, 在这幕后的时代, 我们向着标杆直跑。
What does Paul say there in Philippians 3?
腓立比书第三章保罗说什么?
Many times in the Bible where these running examples are used.
在圣经中这样奔跑的例子很多。
But he says there in chapter 3, verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
3章14节说, 向着标杆直跑, 要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来, 要得的奖赏。
Press on all the way.
一直向前奔跑。
And this applies not just in big things in our lives.
这不单单讲到我们生命当中那些大事。
I think most of us appreciate that most of our Christian lives are being obedient in very small things.
那我们真的是要感谢主, 因为在我们基督的生活当中, 大部分都是小事, 要我们顺服。
Think about the parable of the faithful servant.
讲到成为神那个
You know, faithful in these small things, I'll make you master over many.
他说你在小事上中心,
Even in Zechariah, it talks about do not despise the day of small things.
撒加利亚也说, 不要轻看小事。
So much of our life is filled with small things, so to speak.
我们生命当中, 我们生活当中, 真的是, 都是很多的小事。
And it's in those small things, particularly, that we need to press on to the end.
特别在这些小事上, 我们要
And I think the most practical example of this is in prayer.
那么我相信呢, 最最实际的例子呢, 就是讲到祷告。
Prayer is something that we begin, but we need to complete it.
祷告呢, 讲到说我们已经开始了, 我们也要完成。
How many times do we say, I'll pray for you, and then we don't pray?
多少次我们对人说, 为你祷告, 但是我们却没有。
There's a difference between saying, I'll pray, and then actually praying.
那么这跟说我为你祷告并且真的祷告是何等的不同。
I've been very encouraged by a brother that I know.
有一位我认识一位弟兄，他非使我非常得激励。
You know, be getting ready for a Bible study.
我们已经开始要预备好要查经了。
Having a meal together.
我们一起吃饭。
And he'll be talking to somebody and finds out that they really are in a difficult place.
那么我们聊天的时候发现呢，他们处在非常艰难的环境里。
I think often our inclination is just to say, well, I'll pray for you, brother.
那么常常我们就会对他说，我为你祷告。
But what he does is he grabs him.
这位弟兄呢，则是呢，他啊，搂着他的弟兄。
And he pulls him aside.
然后把他带到旁边去。
They go in a side room and they pray.
然后呢，到房间里面就一起祷告。
Not just going to say I'll pray for you, but actually praying.
不单单是说我为你祷告，而是实际的祷告。
I've had to repent many times in my life for saying I'll pray for someone and not praying for them.
我实在要为着我在我的一生中，我常常说为你祷告而没有祷告这样的事情。
And the Lord spoke into my heart, complete. The Lord has put this person in your life. Pray.
那么神在我心里面就跟我讲说你要完成，你要做成，你要做完。他把这个负担放在我心里，让我要祷告。
There's something that my wife and I do every week.
那我跟我的妻子每个礼拜做一件事。Like
a discipline.
就像一个原则一样。So
since we've been married, every Sunday night, we spend some time in prayer together.
那么我们结婚呢，每一周日的晚上，我们都在一起祷告。
So every day we pray in short amount together, but on Sunday nights we pray in earnest for many different topics.
那么平时呢, 我们的祷告都很短, 但是周日的时候, 我们为一些事情迫切地祷告。
And one of the topics that we often pray for is for our family.
那么我们祷告的一件事情呢, 是我们的家庭。
Particularly our family members who don't know the Lord.
特别是呢, 我们那些还不认识神的, 我们的亲人。
And I have a family member who was saved but has walked away from the Lord for many, many years.
我们家有一位亲戚, 他已经得救了, 但是离开神已经很多年了。
And it's very easy to lose heart.
那么我们很容易就丧失信心。
Week after week.
一周一周一周,
not seeing fruit.
没有看到任何的果效。
How do we pray?
我们怎么祷告?
But I think the Lord is speaking and saying, this burden has been placed in your heart, complete it.
但是神却对我说, 这个负担放在你的心里, 你要完成。
And we're regularly having to encourage each other to press on.
所以我们就彼此常常互相鼓励, 要坚持。
We might be the only person, only people praying for this person.
也许呢, 只有我们才为这个人在祷告。
Press on all the way.
要坚持到底。
Lord, place the burden, complete it.
心里面有了这样的负担, 就坚持到底。
And there's so many examples I feel like of this in my personal life.
那在我个人的生活当中, 我发现有许许多多这样的例子。
Where the Lord's saying, pray all the way through to completion.
神说一直祷告直到完成。
In Manhattan, we have a new meeting place.
在曼哈顿我们有个新的聚会的地方。
The Lord certainly gave it to us.
当然是神给我们的。
We had no business getting this lease.
我们根本不可能得到这样的地方。
But the Lord gave it to us.
但是神给我们了。
And we knew when we signed the lease that some renovation work needed to be done.
那我们签了这个约的时候, 我就知道呢, 我们要有一些装修。
And then we found that there was interruption after interruption.
那我们发现呢, 就一次一次地被打断。
And maybe we became a little bit complacent in our prayers.
也许呢, 在我们的祷告当中, 我们不够。
And even forgot to pray for the completion of the work that needed to be done there.
甚至没有呢, 为这件事, 在那里的工作要完成,
and now as a result, we've been delayed about 3 or 4 months from fully entering into this place.
结果呢, 我们就延迟了3到4个月能够, 才能够真正的完全使用这个地方。
Pray to completion.
我们要祷告直到完成。
The Lord has a burden, pray it through.
神给我们一个负担, 我们要一直祷告。
Because good intentions are not enough.
因为只有好的心意还不够。
I think we see that back there in 2 Corinthians 8.
在哥林多后书第八章, 我们看到这一点。
And in this I give my advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you must also complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have.
我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且妻子心意已经有一年了，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。Now
in this example, they had a heart, it was about giving.
在这个例子里面呢, 他们有愿意给的心。
The heart was there.
他们的心意在那里。
But where was the actual giving?
但是实际的奉献在哪里?
And Paul is saying, what happened? You had this heart a year ago. Where's the fruit of it?
保罗在这里说,你们一年以前已经有了这样的心意,结果在哪里?
You need to complete.
你们要把这事办成。
I know our brother Michael Jen in the back over there.
我知道,
he's going to be my colleague in about a month.
Michael坐在这里, 他很快会成为我的,
I know he can appreciate this example.
他会喜欢这个例子, 他很快会成为我的同事。
In criminal law,
在这个, 刑事法中中,
with very few exceptions,
除了几个极个别的例外,
every crime must have a mental state and a physical act.
那每一个罪犯都是如此, 就是呢, 他们有心里面所想的和他们犯罪的行为。
In other words, for me as a prosecutor, prove an assault,
那么我作为一个检察官要证明这件案子,
I have to prove that you intended to do something.
我必须要证明你有这样, 你有, 你有犯罪的心意。
That's the mental state.
这是讲到呢你心里的状况。
But that you also did it.
而且呢你也确实犯了罪。
It can't be enough that you accidentally bumped into somebody.
如果你不小心撞了人的话。
That's just a physical act.
那只是你一个外面的行为。
And it can't just be that someone thought that they were going to hurt somebody else.
如果人只是想到说他要伤害一个人的话。
It's the mental state.
这是讲到他心里的状态。
And the doing of it.
而不是呢真的去做了。
In other words, what's in your mind or in your heart is not enough.
也就是说呢，如果你是在心里面、头脑里面想的话还不够。
There needs to be fruit.
你要做出来。
You have the heart to pray.
你有祷告的心。
Pray.
那你就祷告。
You have the heart to serve.
你有服侍的心。
Serve.
就去服侍。
You have the heart to give.
你有给的心。
Give.
就给出去。
Whatever it is, the Lord is asking.Think of his people to complete.
不管是什么，神都要他的子民去完成。
And we know that the enemy wants nothing more than to distract us from completing.
那么仇敌所要做的就是让我们分心，以至于我们不能完成。
You know, let's say we are distracted by something.
比方说我们被一些事情所分心了。
We know he's the father of all lies.
我们知道
the enemy is the father of all lies.
我们知道仇敌呢是一切说谎者的父。
So he tries to tell us, just give up, you're a failure.
所以他就告诉我们说，你放弃吧，你失败。
I think in these end days, this is very important.
我相信在末日这是非常重要的。
We must hold fast to the head.
我们要持守基督，要持守元首。
To grab hold of him very tightly in these end days.
在这末时的时候，要紧紧地抓住他。
So that we can complete what's begun.
所以我们可以完成那已经开始。
You know, the Lord encouraged his disciples multiple times.
主多次鼓励他的门徒。
In the beginning of them being called to go out.
当他们开始呼召他们出来的时候。
And then right before he goes to the cross, he says something.
在他就要上十字架的时候，他对门徒说。
In Matthew 10 and in Matthew 24.
在马太福音第十章和第二十四章。
He says, endure to the end.
他说你们要忍耐到底。
It's interesting because at the beginning of his ministry, he says to endure to the end.
因为在他的侍奉开始的时候，他说到你们要忍耐到底。
But also at the end, right before he goes to the cross, he again says, endure to the end.
在最后他要上十字架之前，他再次说你们要忍耐到底。
I wish I could say that there was a formula for this, how to endure to the end.
我想我们应该知道我们如何能够忍耐到底，是用什么样的方式。
I know as a young person, I always wanted a checklist.
那么我年轻的时候呢，我就有一个我会写一个单子。
Do these three things and you live the Christian life.
那会说到你做了这三件事，你就活出了基督徒的生活。
I can't give you a formula.
我没有办法给你一个公式。
But what I can say.
但是我可以说
is that the Lord is asking for daily consecration.
那么如果神要我们每天奉献给他的话
to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
把我们自己当作活祭奉献给他
and to keep our eyes on the goal.
让我们的眼睛注目在目标上
because so many things in this life will distract us.
因为我们的生活当中有太多事会让我们分心
but when we look to the goal,
但是让我们如果定睛在目标
we're able to go to completion.
我们就可以完成
To not let up.
不会放弃。
We know that if we're looking down or looking at our circumstances, we get distracted along the way.
那么如果我们看环境的话，如果我们往下看的话，就会被分散。
But when we turn our eyes back to the Lord,
但是如果我们转眼在主耶稣基督身上，
it recenters us on the goal.
他就会把我们回到那目标上。
And we're able to press on to the end.
我们就可以一直坚持到终点。
In James,
在雅各书,
he recounts the example of one who truly persevered to the end.
他就回忆到那位一直坚持到底的, 忍耐到底的那一位。
I think that's another word of describing this completion is perseverance.
那么就知道呢，这个坚持到底可以用另外一个词来说到呢，那就是忍耐。
You know, there's this section here in James 5 where it speaks about being patient and persevering.
那雅各书第五章呢，就讲到呢，要忍耐，要有耐心。
And it has notes of speaking about the Lord's return.
那里面就讲到主的带来,
how the farmer waits for his crops, he's patient.
农夫忍耐等候地里面的出产。
And then we see in verse 11,
第十一节我们又看到,
indeed, we count them blessed who endure.
那先前忍耐的人,我们称他们是有福的。
You have heard of the perseverance of Job,
你们听到约伯的忍耐,
and seen the end intended by the Lord,
也知道主给他的结局,
that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
主是满心怜悯,
the perseverance of Job.
约伯的忍耐,
we know the story.
我们知道他的故事,
Job lost everything.
他失去了一切,
his children,
他的儿女,
his riches,
他的财富,
even his health,
甚至他的健康,
Job had more reason than anyone to be distracted from the goal.
约伯跟所有其他的人比, 他都更有理由呢, 被分心而不能达到他的目标。
But there are precious promises we learn in Job's life about how to endure to the end.
但是在约伯的生命中, 我们看到那个宝贵的应许, 如果我们坚持到底的话,
in Job 13,
约伯记13章, 约伯记第13章,
Job 13,
约伯记第13章,
verse 15,
第15节,
he says, though he slay me, yet I will trust him.
13:15.
Yes. In other words, no matter what befalls me, I'm going to trust in the Lord.
也就是说呢, 无论在我面前发生什么, 我都要信靠主。
No circumstance distract me from the goal.
没有任何环境可以使我在奔向目标的路上分心。
I'm going to press on to the prize.
我要坚持到底得到人, 得到奖赏。
And we see him again in chapter 17.
第十七节, 在第十七章我们也看到,
verse 9.
第九节,
he says, yet the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger.
然而一人要持守所行的道, 守节的人要立上加力。
The righteous will hold to the way.
一人要持守所行的道,
holding fast to the head.
要紧紧持守,
pressing on to the end.
要坚持到底。
And then at the end, in Job 42.
那么在约伯的最终, 第42章,
this is Job now didn't just hear of God, but now he saw him with his own eyes.
现在呢,约伯他不单单风闻有神,
and this is the testimony that Job leaves with us.
这就是呢,约伯给我们的见证,
from verse 10.
从第十节开始,
and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
约伯为他的朋友祈祷, 耶和华就从约伯从苦境转回, 并且耶和华赐给他比他从前所有的加倍。
Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold.
约伯的弟兄姐妹和以前所认识他的人都来见他, 在他家里一同吃饭, 有论到耶和华所将于他的一切灾祸, 都为他悲伤安慰他, 每人也送他一块银子和一个金环。
Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
这样耶和华后来赐福给约伯比先前更多, 他有14,000羊, 6,000骆驼, 1,000对牛, 1,000母驴, 他也有7个儿子, 3个女儿。
And then we'll just pick up from verse 17.
我们再跳到第17节。
So Job died old and full of days.
这样约伯年纪老迈, 日子满足而死。
Doesn't that speak of how he completed the race?
这是不是讲到约伯他如何完成了他的一生?
He pressed all the way on to completion. And I think that became a testimony to the Lord. So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
do not grow weary.
不要疲倦。
Run with endurance the race that is set before us.
要为着神在我们面前他所安排的道路, 让我们一直坚持到底。
What does it say there in Hebrews 12:1?
希伯来书12章第一节说什么?
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
我们有这许多见证人像云彩一样围绕我们,
let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
让我们奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程。
How do we do it?
我们如何去跑?
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Complete the race.
完成我们的路程。
Hold fast to what you have.
持守我们所有的。
And this is why it's so critical that we gather together as the body of Christ.
所以这就讲到说为什么我们以耶稣基督身体聚在一起这样的重要。
How much more power there is as we come together as a body.
当我们像身体一样聚在一起的时候,我们何等的有力量。
Not that I have to run this race by myself.
不是我自己来跑。
But that we race together.
乃是我们一起来奔跑。
Just think about how there's strength when we come together as a body.
然后我们想一想,当我们聚在一起,像身体一样聚在一起的时候,我们何等有力量。
We're able to really encourage one another.
我们可以实在彼此鼓励。
Not to forsake our assembling together,
不单单是为着聚集而聚集,
but encourage one another as we see the end drawing nigh.
而是看到了,当我们可以在一起的时候,我们可以彼此鼓励。
We have this responsibility to one another,
我们彼此都有这样的责任,
to press on,
要忍耐到底。
You know, when we see someone else press on, it helps us press on.
看到别人这样坚持的时候, 就对我们有帮助。
When we see someone else hurting, we step in and assist them, come alongside them to press on.
看到有人受伤的时候, 我们就上去帮助他们, 把他们带到一边和他们一起祷告。
What a testimony it is for the Lord.
这样是何等的见证主。
If we follow His pattern by completion.
如果我们按照他的样式能够一直奔跑到底。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we're so thankful that in all ways that you are a God of completion.
主啊,我们何等感谢你,因为你是一个完成的神。
We see this splendor in your creation.
我们看到你创造的荣耀。
We see the finished work on the cross.
我们看到你在十字架上完成的工作。
And we also know that for each one of us, not just as individuals, but as a body, you have a heart for completion.
我们也知道你在我们 不单单在我们个人,而且在我们耶稣基督的身体里面,你有这样要完成的心愿。
We pray by your Spirit, Lord, that you would quicken us to finish the race.
愿你的圣灵能够警醒我们,让我们可以完成我们当跑的路。
We don't want to go part way.
我们不愿意半途而废。
We know in these end days you want us to press through to the end.
你知道在这个末世的时候,你要我们能够坚持到底。
And even we ask that you would help us in practical ways to come alongside one another. How we as the body of Christ can press on together to the end. So thankful that as we come together today, as we gather around your table, and we open up your word, how the eyes of our hearts are turned yet again to you. You are the goal.
你是我们的目标,
you are the prize.
你是我们的奖赏,
we press on to you in these days.
在我们能,
in your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。